If you're a longtime listener to Robin Hood Radio, you've heard a lot about things that come out of Norfolk. One of them every summer is the Yale music program, which goes on in Norfolk. Well, I just learned that in the 70-some years they've been around, there's also been a School of Art. And this year we have the co-directors of the Norfolk School of Art, Lisa Siegel and Byron Kim, with us. Lisa and Byron, thanks for joining us.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
All right, who wants to take the question? How come it took me 70 years to find out that there was a School of Art?
Well, I'll take it. Part of it is the nature of visual art versus versus music. I mean, music by its very nature is performative, so it's a no-brainer to have performances that engage the community. In visual art these days, there can be performance aspects, but historically it hasn't been mostly performative. So, you know, the stereotype of a visual artist is someone who's in their studio kind of working away. It's not something that people, in fact, if people came in and if a group of people came in and watched me working in my studio, I wouldn't be able to work.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the way to explain it.
All right. So now let's get a little bit background on both of you. You've both been named co-directors. Lisa, a little bit of background about you and how you got into art and where you are right now.
Let's see, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I guess since I was very young, I was always the, quote, artist, and made artwork, so I guess it was a kind of natural path for me. And Byron and I met at a place called Skowhegan School of Art, which is a residency for artists in Maine, which I think we could kind of circle back to, because it kind of shaped the two of us and has given us... I mean, it's in some part a reason why we became co-directors this summer of Yale Norfolk. But I went to, trained as a painter in Philadelphia at Tyler Temple School of Art, and then in Rome, and then went to Yale Graduate School for painting as well. So, and now we both have studios in Brooklyn, and... I also curate at the Drawing Center an artist program called Open Sessions. So,
all right. And Byron, what about you? Your path to Norfolk?
Let's see. It's a little bit different. I decided to become an artist as an adult. I went to Yale also, but for undergraduate, and did not major in art. I pretty much decided to become an artist at Skowhegan, the place that Lisa just mentioned, which is a little bit like Norfolk, except it's open to all ages. When I say Norfolk, of course, I mean Norfolk, Yale Norfolk School of Art. Lisa and I are married, and we...
Now, you know, around here, we're used to summer residency programs. Like in classical music, you have Music Mountain that has a summer residency program. Yale has, Hotchkiss has, once again, in music and other things. What I think is interesting in here is you really plan to open this up, publicize it to people. You've got a series of lectures and more coming up, The Ethics of Color. Who wants to take off on The Ethics of Color?
I guess I will. And we were very interested in changing the identity, perhaps, of the School of Art, because we have been much more private in some ways, as we described, because of the nature of the visual art practice, but thought that it would be interesting to open up and create a kind of discourse around a theme that so that we invited five different speakers who will approach the topic of the ethics of color from very different points of view, and then use their lectures, the content of their lectures, to create curriculum and responsive kind of courses for the students, the young artists who will be attending the program. So we're thinking, we're hoping that it'll become a very rich dialogue that the community at large can share, perhaps with the students even, and you know, have a real conversation going.
We don't want to be misleading. The art endeavor still remains fairly private.
Yep.
So the studios aren't opened to the public, just as practice rooms wouldn't be.
Absolutely, yeah. I guess I was trying to say that there'll be occasions like right after the lectures for receptions, and it might be an opportunity for, you know, people to talk and think about some of the issues between the students and perhaps, you know, the public.
Well, I think it's
just simply that we've chosen a theme. Makes it easier for the public to engage, because over the course of the summer there'll be a through line of content for people to sort of follow. This particular theme, the ethics of color, was purposely a little vague, and we chose five speakers who some of them might be a little bit related and others are very different from each other in their content. And we haven't emphasized that they stick to that particular theme. We've chosen them because of our theme, but then we're hoping that they'll just speak about what they know best. And, you know, like in a typical kind of lecture format, there'll be a question and answer at the end for the public to engage.
We're talking right now with Lisa Siegel and Byron Kim, co-directors of the Yale Norfolk School of Art. There is a series of lectures coming up on the ethics of color on May 23rd, the 30th, June 7th and 13th and 20th. The lectures are all being held at 7 o'clock at the Yale Norfolk School of Art, the Battelle House. A reception follows each. It's free and open to the public. You know, what's great about this is it does, it brings to Norfolk and the area another chance for people to come in. You're going to explore an art subject of the color, but afterwards, I think it's so important to have the give and take between the people who are going to be giving the presentations and the people of the community, that I think it really does open up a little bit more an understanding of what goes on. And also, I think it probably will help publicize you for more of these in the summers to come.
That's what we're hoping
for.
Yeah, we've been batting around what the theme would be for 2020.
You know, I think people don't realize, and what I've begun to realize in my 66 years of talking with artists of all different types, whether it's music, whether it's dance, whether it's sculpture, whether it's photography, whether it's painting, is that I think all artists like that are in the moment. But even though you're in the moment, that being in the moment of creating and bringing something to life and fruition also includes that moment planning out ahead into the future what you're going to do. Do both of you have trouble, or have you gotten together to mix that together, that you're in the moment for right now, but also realizing that your creative skills don't just end with what you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, I completely identify with what you were saying, although I thought you were going to say something different at the end of it. I thought you were going to say you're in the moment, but then eventually you have to think about how what you're working on reaches an audience, which is a little bit related to what you were saying.
Yeah, that's an offshoot of what I'm saying, but I just find it I think there's something always going on in those brains of yours 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Lisa, do you want to respond to that? I mean, we've both been working so long in our studios and are so so grateful to be able to try to, you know, kind of give our experience to these young artists who'll be joining us this summer. They're going to be 26. There are always 26 of them, and they're always rising seniors in college.
And
they're from all over.
And they're in residence at the school in Norfolk.
Well, they're in residence in terms of having studios there, but the tradition for both the music school and the art school has been that they actually live with people in the community, which is kind of an interesting.
Well, I think that's great. I think that even helps intertwine people even more to these lectures. So now the lectures once again are May 23rd, May 30th, June 7th, June 13th, and June 20th. Once again, 7 o'clock, Norfolk School of Art, Patel House. Receptions follow. It's free and open to the public. I think this, what's great about this is I think it's also beneficial to the music program, and it just shows how significant a commitment that Yale has to this piece of property up here in Norfolk. And once again, it shows how lucky we are to live in an area that has so much incredible talent that is exposed to residents. What do you both feel about that and Yale being in this area?
Well, I guess this will be our first summer spending time in the area, and we're pretty excited about the possibilities of some kind of collaboration between our young artists and perhaps the composers. We don't have much of an overlap with the music school, maybe just the last week, but because lots of artists are becoming more performative, and you know, there's not many artists are medium-centric any longer, so we thought that it would be interesting in the future, probably not this summer in particular, to really think about, you know, what those overlaps can be. So, you know, just talking and thinking about exciting possibilities for ways to really kind of connect the different kinds of arts and then with the community should be interesting as we move forward.
Do you guys, I know on Instagram, I see your posters all the time, and I see your posts all the time. Do you have a Facebook presence as well?
Not really. I don't.
Okay.
Are you talking about the program?
Yeah, about the program itself. Yeah, because I saw your postings on Instagram.
I think that, yes, we do have a Facebook presence as well.
Because I think the more you put out, this is just such a ripe area, especially in the summertime, for arts. And like I said, all form of arts. And there hasn't been a program like this offered, a lecture series like this, on a particular theme. Some of the various galleries around here have lectures with individual artists, but what I think what you've done is taken a theme, the ethics of color, and put it out there. And with all these different lectures, there's a multitude of different ways these lectures and the questions that are going to come up can go. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. And frankly, since it's our first summer, we have no idea what kind of response there's going to be and what kind of possibilities are out there. As you said, we've heard that there's a lot of tradition going pretty far back with regard to music audiences. But this program's been pretty low-key. Sam Messer, who we took over from, has done a great job. And for the most part, there have been public lectures every summer, but for the most part, they've been the kind that you just described. Artists who give talks about their work, which is great.
It's great, but
maybe a little harder to get an audience to keep coming, you know, one lecture after the next.
Because you're exposing people not only to the artist's interpretation of the ethics of color, but also their own. That's the great thing about visual art, is that it's presented one way, and everybody interprets it their own way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And also there's the opportunity for us to not limit it to visual art. For the most part, these lectures will be related to visual art, but one of them by Tavia Nyong'o is going to be about the color brown, and I'm not sure that he's going to talk. He knows a lot about contemporary art, yeah. But I'm not sure that he'll talk mostly about visual art. I'm pretty sure he's going to talk about the color brown.
Well,
that's all I know.
That's a pretty. I think all these lectures are exactly like that. They're going to start off one place, and obviously wind up. I like most lectures do like this, going into a completely different place. Once again, I want to mention this: the Yale Norfolk School of Art having the Ethics of Color thematic program with lectures this summer. The dates are May 23rd and 30th, June 7th and 13th and 20th, 7 p.m. for all the lectures at the Yale Norfolk School of Art, Hill House. Receptions will follow, and this is once again where we're so lucky about in our area, free and open to the public. Well, I want to welcome both you, Byron and Lisa, to our northwest corner of Connecticut. We hope you enjoy the summer here. And I'll tell you what, we should check in probably about halfway through and redo this interview and just see how the lecture series is coming along.
That would be wonderful.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You so much for talking
Thanks
to us
so
this
much.
Morning.
Take care.